Hello, gents. It's RPM here. And as the modern woman has completely priced herself out of the market, I ask you, why pay to settle when you can pay for exactly what you want? With such models as Nava, Lashandra, and for those of you who want a little more junk in the trunk, Haley and her twin sister Bailey, you can find exactly what you want at the Dollhouse, DC Dollhouse, or the Dollhouse San Antonio. And remember, gents, when the power goes out, feminism will go out right along with it. However, your doll will never experience this. When you're ready, click those links in the description box. RPM, I am out. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. Ah, gentlemen, as you can tell by the intro to this video, this will definitely be a waifu video. Now, I haven't done one of these in a while, especially with the whole slaughter feast going on, but I was left a comment by Online Jedi, and I don't know why, but that comment was redacted for some reason. But basically, he talked about how he was a young man in his early 20s who said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger. I'm going to take the leap of faith, and I'm going to go ahead and buy me a synthetic companion, which his was, of course, Haley. Haley is definitely one of the more popular synthetic companions. But I found this blog that I want to share with you guys, which is a perfect beginner for any guy who might be on the fence. And it's entitled, Five Things to Consider Before Buying a Doll. So yes, if you're a man who's on the fence, this is a perfect way to get you started, should you decide to make that choice. Now, before I go any further, understand the doll option is just an option. Should you take it? That is your individual choice. Should you not? That is, once again, your individual choice. And I got a dedicated hater on this one, who I will not mention. But, you know, to all you doll detractors, I've always asked you the same question and I've never gotten the answer, because you're not going to give the answer. If dolls are so gross, if dolls are so creepy, of course, you don't have to buy one, because people like that who have a problem with something typically are the people who can't do it themselves. But I always ask the question of, okay, well, what's your option? And it's always crickets. But anyway, this blog was published on the 15th of July. Five things to consider before buying a doll. Now, of course, when I read through this, English is obviously not this person's first language, so I'm going to course correct as needed. Realistic companion dolls have given sexual excitement and satisfaction to people throughout the long term. As of late, because of expanded moderateness of materials, they've become considerably more famous on the grounds that they offer far beyond handheld sex toys. Dolls are accessible in both genders and an assortment of types and sizes, so it will very well may be befuddling when you need to pick a doll to purchase among the wide scope of dolls accessible. In this manner, it is significant that you do a little research to assist you with picking the right doll that meets your requirements and financial plan. Yes, that is definitely one of the biggest steps right there. Now, if you're curious and you don't know if this is going to be a lifestyle that you adopt, I would highly recommend getting a Kimber doll, since they are full size and they run in the $500 to $600 range. That way, you don't blow over $1,000 for something that you're not going to really be into. Now, I'm going to go into the five reasons, or the five things you should consider, excuse me. Number one, explanation. You can buy a doll for yourself for sexual experience or friendship for your accomplice. Let's just go ahead and replace accomplice with partner, because accomplice sounds like you're committing a crime. To fill a job or satisfy a dream, or for you and your partner to improve your sexual coexistence. Yes, there are couples who buy dolls. There are couples who have no problems with purchasing a synthetic companion. Whatever your explanation, you should characterize them to assist you with choosing a doll to purchase, to direct you in picking the suitable doll. On the off chance that you have a partner, regardless of whether the person will or will not be utilizing the doll with you, converse with your partner so they can comprehend your requirements and guarantee that there will not be any shocks. Everyone is distinctive with various sex drives, so a doll can assist with dealing with those differences. Now, here is where a married woman who is able to actually think about her husband should say, okay, you know what? I'm not feeling it, but I don't want you to cheat. So therefore, hey, I want you to buy a doll. But we know that 99.9% of women, they won't do that. Why? Because the doll will take one thing away from them, which is called attention. However, consistently recollect open correspondence with your partner is effective, or should I say sufficient, in an effective relationship. A partner coincidentally finding you utilizing a doll that the individual in question didn't think about will undoubtedly make a few troubles. Well, once again, I think that's important. If you do have a partner, yeah, talk with them about it. Don't be in the closet, so to speak. Be open, be direct, and hey, that partner has a choice. Either they're going to roll with it, or, you know, they can get left behind. Number two, spending plan. The cost of a TPE doll fluctuates dependent on the size and nature of material utilized. Full-size dolls are normally pricier than smaller estimated dolls, and silicone dolls can be more exorbitant than TPE dolls. Yes, silicone is definitely more expensive, but the realism, you can't beat that. Accordingly, you ought to consider your financial plan as the main choice you'll make when looking for a doll. In case you're simply beginning and need to keep an unobtrusive spending plan, yet have customization choices, you can purchase a full-size doll, which will run more affordable than a standard full-size doll, as they don't have legs. Now, of course, you're talking about, you know, either the lower legs by themselves or the torsos. Those are definitely options to consider. But once again, if you know you're going to actually turn this into a lifestyle, then yeah, go for the gusto. Furthermore, most doll makers sell dolls with separable heads. You can anticipate the future by purchasing a doll with the aim to buy an additional head from a similar maker so you can have the adaptability of an alternate encounter without purchasing a subsequent full-sized doll. Number 3, size. Since you've set up your spending plan, you can utilize that to assist with directing with the size of the doll you prefer to buy. Dolls will arrive in a wide scope of sizes, so you need to settle on whether you need a huge full-sized doll or a more modest doll. Prior to picking a doll, you should remember that huge dolls will have more than modest dolls, and that you should consider your capacity to lift them effectively when you need them. Yes, definitely. We know that the very popular Jasmine model is quite heavy. And remember, it's dead weight. So that's something else that you need to think about in the future. A smaller doll, not so much work. Bigger doll, a lot of work. Number 4, plan. Dolls are accessible in various plans, from dolls with super practical plans to the individuals who have overstated highlights like additional huge eyes or exceptionally little abdomens. Also, highlights like hair, skin tone, or pubic hair and labia tone. Numerous dolls can be altered to your accurate inclinations. There's even dream and science fiction kinds of highlights like mythical persons with ears, elves, vampire teeth, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. Basically, full customization. We know that that's a great thing. Number 5, I would definitely say this is the most important. Upkeep and care. Whatever you plan, you ought to likewise consider how simple it will be to clean. For example, despite the fact that dolls with fixed vaginas look more reasonable than those with removable vaginas, they are more work to seriously clean. Yes, that is true. If you do not properly clean your doll, it can grow mold inside. Yeah, you don't want that. You additionally should consider how to store your doll. You'll need to keep your venture protected constantly. You should have the option to store your doll either upward or on a level plane without twisting the joints to protect them so that there are no perpetual wrinkles that create on TPE or silicone material. Most dolls either accompany an upward hanging choice, the head disconnects, empowering the body to be swung from a storage hook, or on the other hand, for even more capacity, you can incorporate a capacity case with your buy to give you a more controlled and discreet choice to store your doll. Yep, a flight case. But all in all, those are the 5 things to consider if you're going to take the doll route. But all in all, with the way things have gone nowadays, with more men dropping out of the mating game altogether or for a significant amount of time, I would definitely still say that the doll option is a viable option for the men who want to take it. But especially nowadays, with women constantly complaining about, oh, men this, men that, blah, blah, blah. And more men just saying, you know what? I don't even want to have sex with you because I know that that's going to be a pretty dull thing. I have to deal with you. So my question is, why not get yourself what I'm going to refer to in a new term, diet woman? Seriously. You can have all the beautiful feminine form without all of the mental BS that comes with it. Look, we men are visual creatures, so why not? You'll have something beautiful when you come home from a long day of work if you live by yourself, or if you work from home, you can have something beautiful that's there with you to ease that loneliness. Just saying. But let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of your negative nagging and mental gymnastics that you do to try to blame men for everything will go out right along with it. But guess what? The more negative energy that you put out, the more a doll will seem appealing to a man that's finally had enough. And believe you me, more men are starting to open themselves up to this idea and this option. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.